ladies and gentlemen, it's the Hawk coming to you live. It's Friday night live show. It is 9/9/2022. Oh, ladies and gentlemen, it's getting wild, Weasel. I'm going to address something here. I don't know. Steve Bannon apparently told Charlie Kirk on his show today or yesterday or whatever that the FBI may have raided allegedly another 35 top Trump supporters and allies yesterday, raided their homes. The judge has thrown out Trump's lawsuit that was against Hillary Clinton, Christopher Steele, and the FBI and DOJ people. Allegedly, the documents that they were being searched for in the raid were the documents that proved, allegedly proved, that the FBI, the DOJ, Comey, McCabe, Strzok, Page, all the different ones up and down the line, Rosenstein, okay, all of them, that they were the ones that tried to do a coup d'etat, but the federal judge threw that out. Well, of course they did, because Trump doesn't have the documents or his stuff now that he's going to go to court with on that. So now it has become a moot point. So now they're going to try to hammer him, and I would suspect that there is a possibility, not a guarantee, a possibility that allegedly some have said that the FBI might plant documents down some of those empty folders, and they're going to go for Trump. And I had a question, you know, from a good, astute gentleman. You know, they're talking about, well, what are they going to target now? You know, they've got Bannon. They're going to go for Trump, logically, but everybody else is already mostly knuckled under the vax and all of that. Here's the answer to the question. He's, like, asking me a good question, saying, like, why do they even have to do anything to anybody else anymore? Because they got the majority of the people in the country. The majority of the people are the country already knuckled under to the vax, the lockdowns, all the stuff. Well, that's not their goal. That is not their goal. It's not a goal of that. It is a goal, the Luciferian goal, to do blood sacrifice of up to 7 billion people, let's say, to get that magic 500 million that Thomas Malthus said was the carrying the best possible systems look of number of people on planet Earth. That comes right from Thomas Malthus, who worked for the British banks, who worked for the Crown in the city of London, inside the Dragon Gates, you know. But this thing that they're getting ready to do is not about getting everybody to go along. The thing to do is to reduce the population of planet Earth and to kill them off, to bring Lucifer fully up and ready to get devil power. Because if you're not with the Lord Jesus, if you're not with our Father in heaven, then you're going to get got. He's going to try to get you, all right? Going to try to steal your soul and grab your power, okay? I'm going to tell you what, ladies and gentlemen, there's power in the blood of Jesus. There's power in the blood of Jesus against all of this deviltry, against all of this evil crap, against Lucifer himself. And I will tell you what, you repent of your sins, you ask the Lord Jesus to come into your heart to be your Savior. And I'm going to tell you what, when you know you're with him and he knows you're with you, you know that he's with you and you're with him, when it's a done deal, it's not insincere, it's true, then I'm going to tell you what, he'll start to wash you clean. He'll proof you up. Your fears will start to dissipate. You'll start to stand up, because you know what? It's the best deal in town. And if you were to lose your life on this planet, you know where you'll spend your everlasting life with him. In heaven. That is incredible. That is what I want to do, and that is what will happen to me. And I'm going to tell you what, you can be afraid of this or that or the other, but the big fear, that haunting negative fear, is not going to descend upon you every 5 seconds, because you're with the Lord Jesus, he's with you, and you know where you're going to go if you lose your life. You're going to be in heaven. And that, ladies and gentlemen, is the wonderment. That is the thought of the best deal in town that I keep telling you, because it removes the burden from your mind and your heart, because you know where you're going to go if you're going to have a problem or have a difficulty, or when you stand against the evil. And if they're to take you down, you're not going to hell. You're going to go with the Lord Jesus, going to go into heaven and have everlasting life. Isn't that a wonderment? Isn't that fantastic? And, you know, I've talked about Ezekiel 38:39. Well, here's old Albert Pike, who was on the side of creating. He was the head of the worldwide Freemasonry, creator of the 33rd degree and all such things, you see, writing to Giuseppe Mazzini in 1871. And he talks about the coming third world wars back in 1871. Well, the third world war must be fomented by taking advantage of the differences caused by the Asian tour of the Illuminati between the political Zionists and the leaders of the Islamic world. The war must be conducted in such a way that Islam, the modern Muslim Arabic world, and the political Zionism, the State of Israel, mutually destroy each other. Meanwhile, the other nations, once more divided on this issue, will be constrained to fight to the point of complete physical, moral, spiritual, and economical exhaustion. And we shall unleash, Pike says, we shall unleash the nihilists. Nihilists are somebody who wants to tear it all down and make it nil. They want to destroy it. They don't have a plan. They just want to tear all the things down. The nihilists and the atheists. And we shall provoke a formidable social cataclysm. We're in the beginning of this, ladies and gentlemen, right now. When you have somebody, Allah Akbar, and chop the head off of his girlfriend on a public street in front of the neighbors in near San Mateo, California, the Bay Area. When you have a woman kidnapped on camera, and they kidnap her on camera, she gets thrown into the car and kidnapped and all of that. I mean, and then even in, we have the young black kid who starts going around and shooting everybody in the car parts stores, the different stuff. And then you have in Uvalde, Texas, where we had the school shooting, you see. And isn't that interesting? Because now we got somebody else. And I remember that school shooting, that there was a secret chief aircraft that came and landed prior to all of that shooting, you see, if you remember that, and it came from a military base or an intelligence area headquarters, recall that, and it lands, you know, out there at the airport prior to that school shooting. So I'm going to tell you, the MK Ultra is on the move. The MK Ultra subjects are coming up out of nowhere. So let's go back to Albert Pike. We shall unleash the nihilists and the atheists, and we shall provoke a formidable social cataclysm within all its horror. We'll show clearly to the nations the effect of absolute atheism and the origin of savagery and of the most bloody turmoil. And then everywhere the citizens obliged to defend themselves against the world minority of revolutionaries will exterminate those destroyers of civilization. And the multitude, Pike says, disillusioned with Christianity, whose deistic spirits, Pike said, will from that moment be without compass or direction, anxious for an ideal, but without knowing where to render its adoration, will receive, Pike says, the true light through the universal manifestation of the pure doctrine of Lucifer, brought finally out in the public view. This is already happening. This manifestation and result from the general reactionary movement which will follow the destruction of Christianity and atheism both conquered and exterminated at the same time. That's what Pike has to say. Well, Joe Biden just appointed a satanic guy to lead the whole big deal, I think, on some of the healthcare stuff. He's got all kind of tattoos and skulls and of the pentagram, of the symbol of Baphomet, the goat, you know. And I'm going to tell you, this is a real deal. It's not just some stupid Biden who's nuts or, you know, can't remember his lines or something like that, or poops his pants when he goes to visit a dignitary. It's not just that. It is allegedly, allegedly, it is pure evil. Woe to him that calls evil good and good evil. So if you find yourself as an enemy of Biden's state, then you can understand where you fit in this thing. And let me tell you what, here's the key. Old Solzhenitsyn, Alexander Solzhenitsyn, who had been imprisoned in a Soviet gulag, and how we burned in the camps later, thinking, what would things have been like if every security operative, when he went out at night to make an arrest, and had been uncertain whether he would return alive and had to say goodbye to his family, or if during periods of mass arrests, as for example in Leningrad, when they arrested a quarter of the entire city, that people had not simply sat there in their lairs, paling with terror, with every bang of the downstairs door and every step on the staircase, but had understood they had nothing left to lose, and had boldly set up in the downstairs hall an ambush of a half a dozen people with axes, hammers, pokers, or whatever else was at hand. The organs, those are the secret police. Or is that the FBI? I don't know. FBI? I don't know. DHS? The organs would very quickly have suffered a shortage of officers and transport. And notwithstanding all of Stalin's thirst, the cursed machine would have ground to a halt if we didn't love freedom enough. And even more, we had no awareness of the real situation. Then we purely and simply deserved everything that happened afterward. Ladies and gentlemen, they probably arrested 200,000 people or something in Leningrad in the day, all right? And I'm going to say this. Old Solzhenitsyn's porch is quite interesting. And here's what old Harry Truman had to say. Once a government is committed to the principle of silencing the voice of opposition, it has only one way to go. And that is down the path of increasingly repressive measures until it becomes a source of terror to all its citizens and creates a country where everyone lives in fear. Harry S. Truman. Well, let's not let it go that way. Don't go into their Luciferian knife without a fight, ladies and gentlemen. Stand for the Bill of Rights. Stand for the Constitution, the Declaration of Independence. Stand for Lord Jesus against the evil. They're trying to provoke the world war. And, you know, here's the deal. The Pentagon basically has got a new weapons package. New weapons package of up to $14.5 billion in aid since February. You see, that's what it is. But the new weapons package is maybe another $2 billion or something like that. But we've given them $14.5 billion in aid for weapons since February to the Ukraine. And Not a dime for you. They raised your taxes. All this stuff to
fight the, the deficit or whatever, to fight the, all the stuff.
This thing he just passed, whatever these stupid names are. He raised the taxes on energy. In the midst of a thing where you've got high energy prices. I will tell you what, these fire pits are good to have because that might be your only place to cook. Oh, why do you think they're pushing them maybe, huh? Then they can see you from the helicopters above too, you see. But the fire pits, you might want to get one or get you, if you've got a good wood-burning stove, or if you have a nice fireplace, you better be stocking up on wood to last you for the whole winter. Because I'm going to tell you, if the power grid goes out, and why would it go out? Because the dragging out of the conflict in the Ukraine with the advance and possibility that we're going to have Ezekiel 38, 39, that kind of a thing, also in and against Iran and against all the different ones. And now if you keep going into the fall and winter here, at what point does Germany or, France have to capitulate because they no longer have any natural gas or oil or whatever to heat homes or to run factories? Game shows in England. One of the prizes they're playing for is to, if you win the prize on the game show, they'll pay your next 4 months of utility bills of electricity. This is real stuff. Real stuff, ladies and gentlemen. Thus saith the Lord God, it shall also come to pass that at the same time shall things come into thy mind, and thou shalt think an evil thought. And thou shalt say, I will go up to the land of the unwalled villages. I will go to them that are at rest, that dwell safely, all of them dwelling without walls and having neither bars nor gates, to take a spoil and to take a prey, and to turn thine hand upon the desolate places that are now inhabited, and upon the people that are gathered out of the nations, which have gotten cattle and goods that dwell in the midst of the land. Well, you see, you're west of the Mississippi. You're in the wheat belt. You're also in the cattle belt. You go from Texas on north into Canada. Right there it is. Not there's not farming and ranching, et cetera, in the east of the Mississippi. There is. There's a good deal of it. But what I'm trying to say is I'm looking at chapter 38, Ezekiel, verse 10. And he's saying that after the Lord has already said, Son of man, set thy face against Gog, the land of Magog, the chief prince of Meshech and Tubal, and prophesy against him, and say, Thus saith the Lord God, Behold, I am against thee, O Gog, the chief prince of Meshech and Tubal, and I will turn thee back, and put hooks into thy jaws, and I will bring thee forth in all thine army, horses and horsemen, all of them, clothed with all sorts of armor, even a great company with bucklers and shields, all of them handling swords, Persia, Ethiopia, and Libya with them, all of them with shield and helmet, Gomer and all of his bands, Germany and France perhaps, see? Brother Quail, the house of Togarma of the North Tartars, and all the bands made, many people with thee that are going to come. But here in chapter 39, people say, well, Hawk, what are you reading the Bible? Because the Bible is where you're going to find out some of these answers. and you're going to understand what's going on right now based on this. Therefore, Son of Man, Ezekiel 39, prophesy against Gog and say, thus saith the Lord God, behold, I'm against thee, O Gog, chief prince of Meshach and Tubal, and I will turn thee back and leave but the sixth part of thee, and will cause thee to come up from the north parts, and will bring thee upon the mountains of Israel. And I will smite thy bow out of thy left hand, and will cause thine arrows to fall out of the right hand. And thou shalt fall upon the mountains of Israel, and thou and all the bands of the people that is with thee. I will give thee unto the ravenous birds of every sort, and to the beasts of the field to be devoured, and thou shalt fall upon the open field, for I have spoken it, saith the Lord God. And I will send a fire on Magog, and among them dwell carelessly in the isles. Carelessly in the isles. Isn't that interesting? And they shall know that I am the Lord. So I will make up my holy name known in the midst of my people, Israel, and I will not let them pollute my holy name anymore. And the heathen shall know that I am the Lord, the Holy One in Israel. Behold, it is come, and it is done, saith the Lord God. This is the day whereof I have spoken. And they that dwell in the cities of Israel shall go forth, and shall set on fire and burn the weapons, both the shields and bucklers and bows and the arrows and the hand staves and the spears, and they shall burn them with fire for 7 years. Oh, yeah. So that they shall take no wood out of the field, neither cut down any out of the forest, for they shall burn the weapons with fire, and they shall spoil those that spoiled them, and rob those that robbed them, saith the Lord God. And it shall come to pass in that day that I will give unto Gog the place of these graves in Israel, the valley of the passengers on the east of the sea, and it shall stop the noses of the passengers, and there shall they bury Gog and all his multitude, and they shall call it the valley of Hamon Gog. And 7 months they shall, the house of Israel, be burying of them, that they may cleanse the land. Yes, and all the people of the land shall bury them, and it shall be to them a renown the day that I shall be glorified, saith the Lord God. Oh, ladies and gentlemen, this stuff is going to get wild weasel here pretty quick, and it's already going there. And all they got to do is hit one of them hypersonic missiles our way, you know. All they got to do is do that. It's just incredible. Here's the 2025 Deagle projections from back in 2021. This is the 2019 population. Well, let's look at France, 68 million. Now in 2025, it'll be 39 million. Germany, 2019 population, 80 million. 2025 population, 28 million. Now let's go down and look at the United States, 333 million. It will be down, and this is a revised upward number from what the original Deagle projection was. United States, 2019, 333 million, 2025, 99 million people. Only 30% survivor rate. UK, 2021 population, 66 million. 2025 population, 14 million. Can you see how a nuclear weapon or more hitting at the power grid or hitting key targets in the United States, the UK, all right? Can you see how that would then reduce the population? We know based upon, like from the book One Second After and some of the studies that were done for Congress, One Second After, William R. Forstin, if you've not read that book, One Second After, William R. Forstin, you should read it quickly. It's a novel, but it is based on what's going on, and it's set Black Mountain, North Carolina, on the old I-40, and there's a power grid goes down. It's taken completely out all across the United States, and it tells you what happens, viewed upon from a local level there. And Swansea and Asheville, and or Swanoa, not Swansea, but Swanoa, Asheville, Swansea's over by Belleville, where they just took away. In that area, in those counties over there, southern Illinois, they just took away about 3,000 people's guns. You see. So, here we are. U.S. 333 million in 2025, 99 million. So only a 30% to survive. Don't you think that basically when they tell you that if the power grid gets knocked out, that within 1 year, you see, about 90% of the population dies. Now this is giving you a better shot than Deagle's doing. But I'm going to tell you what, I think that it's going to be more than that because his original figure was about somewhere close to like 50 million left. So if you figured 90% or whatever of 333 million, you see, 10% left of that would be somewhere around 35 million. So you understand what I'm trying to tell you. Now is the time to be prepared and get prepared more. You got to think about what you're going to do if there's no electricity, no natural gas. There's no gasoline at the pump down the street. There's no trains running. And incidentally, that might be as soon as September 15th. We're going to have the thing with the banking, with the apparently they're going to go digital currency. I don't know exactly what that's going to mean. Is that going to mean you don't have any cash? All right? No cash to do anything? And if then we find that we've got $50 a pound hamburger, and they're no longer going to sell gasoline, and I would suspect that bicycle tires will go up in price at least 1,000%. So therefore, you better have some dadgum good boots, you know, because you're going to be walking to go get your government cheese at the sports stadium or at the alleged megachurch that just happened to put wire fence around its property to protect its members of that church from those who might come in and try to get in, you see. Or is it to corral the members so that there can be question, you see, about their allegiance to Lucifer and their allegiance to abortion, their allegiance to all the good things that Biden is espousing, you see. But make America great. Oh, no, that's fascism. Ridiculous. Ridiculous, ladies and gentlemen. Let me give you some good news here. And this is from the Nunemakers, Dave and Debbie Nunemaker. Incredible missionaries for years and years and years. And let me just read it to you, this back part of it right here. Let's see. They say that... The Nunemakers say this.
special letter of thanks to you as one of our faithful supporters. You know, and all the people that listen to the show and that help support Dave and Debbie Neunemaker and their Indochina Bible Project. And they're telling me here, as of this writing, we're nearing the 5,000 distributed mark on the Bibles and songbooks in the languages of the mountain tribes, the different villages, the dialects. Every one of them has a slightly different language, and to deliver the Bible in their own language. Well, we've gotten and helped them along with other people, but this broadcast, many people listening to it, have given to this project. They're almost nearing 5,000 Bibles distributed. That's just incredible. They're on fire for the Lord, and these are mountain villages and stuff. So if you want to help them, and I hope you do, anything can be sent to them. Indochina Bible Project. Neunemaker. Neunemaker. Neunemakers. Gospel Furthering Fellowship, 221 Hamilton, Myerstown, Pennsylvania, 17067. Indochina Bible Project, Neunemaker Bible Project, however you want to put it, Gospel Furthering Fellowship, 221 Hamilton, M-Y-E-R-S. T-O-W-N, Myerstown, Pennsylvania, 17067. May Lord Jesus return that to you 10,000-fold, and I'm going to tell you, those people in the mountains of Indochina, that's Laos, Cambodia, Thailand, Vietnam, the Shan states of China, and Burma or Myanmar, those people that live in those mountain villages, the Montagnards, for those who know, that is an incredible opportunity in one area of the world where they're on fire for Lord Jesus to do some good directly, where you know where the money's going and the whole bit. All right? 5,000 Bibles. Approaching that number right now. And songbooks in their language. And they're baptizing. They're training new pastors and bringing people up in the Word and all of the different things. And those are in countries that sometimes are pretty dadgum tough in terms of their suppression of Christianity. Oh, ladies and gentlemen, there's stuff and work that can be done. And the first thing I would tell you is that you got to get right with Lord Jesus. Now, I hope that you would like to keep old Hawk on the air. I pray that you do. And anything is most needed and wanted. Anything most needed and wanted. You can send anything to Hawk, H-A-W-K, and that can be Federal Reserve notes, silver dime, silver quarter, silver dollar, whatever. Bit of gold, bit of platinum, whatever it might be, or a check. Send it to Hawk, H-A-W-K, 3965 West 83rd Street, number 356, Prairie Village, Kansas, 66208. Hawk, 3965 West 83rd Street, number 356, Prairie Village, Kansas, 66208. May Lord Jesus return that to you 10,000-fold. And may He protect you from all evil. If you have needs, may He provide you with medical miracles. And to all those out there by the Fairview Fire and all the other fires out west, but the Fairview is in the Riverside County. And that's starting to approach the east side of Temecula. Well, I know the scholar of Temecula is out there Scholar Temecula, let me know if any updates you might have on that tonight. Some people are starting to evacuate in a lot of different places, but I'm going to tell you what, the need for water and to keep water is tantamount for drinking, bathing, cooking, etc. These weather warfare weapons being utilized against all these different places in the world for the destruction of the crops and of the land and of the freshwater sources and lakes, the aquifers. But at the same time, we're getting ready to have a hurricane coming up from Mexico, not down from the old, you know, weather system that we used to have that would come down from the north, down Washington and Oregon, come on down through the Rockies into Texas and up Oklahoma, into Kansas, Missouri, and then on out to the east through the Illinois River and the Ohio River valleys, etc., and go east. That jet stream and all that, that's done. So now the weather seems to come off of Mexico, and they're utilizing the weather weapons and stuff like that. Now they're sending a hurricane up the pike now that's going to hit an extremely dry Southern California. Well, guess what's going to happen? You're going to have mudslides and floods. And that supposedly is going to go on up a little bit further and hopefully hit some of the fire. But there's going to be mudslides, floods, and all kind of crazy stuff happen because Southern California allegedly is going to get over a year's worth of rain within a day or so. Okay? And then Northern California got fires up there too, but you see they've always kept the water off because they did not want to put the water down into those lakes up there that had the collapsing dams and stuff. We talked about that for years, all right? And also, you see, if that happened, then you'd have a huge flood of all those dams come down. They'd hit 1 million people or more coming on down into the valley, the big valley. Now, I don't know exactly when it's going to pop, but something is here is getting ready to pop pretty doggone good. And if you are sitting there and you've got most all your food and all your stuff, and if you can afford to get some silver or gold, or if you need a high-quality night vision or an excellent radiation detector or any other of the assistants or the books from Brother Steve Quayle, you can go to stevequayle.com, click on the contact information, avail yourself of the last-minute information he's got in his podcasts and the private briefings. Sign up for him. Go to Steve if you need gold or silver. You want it quick. You want it now. Because the price of gold and silver have gone down, but the premiums to get any of it in the real world have gone way up. So get that before there is no more to get. You tell him Old Hawk sent you. Call him at 406-586- 4840, 406-586-4840. Tell them Hawk sent you and that they should fix you up and get you done real quick with any silver or gold that Steve's got on the hoof or can get it real quick to you. Because if we're going to have these UPS problems, the FedEx problems of deliveries and the deliveries being on strike and going out of business and all kind of crazy stuff, delays in USPS. I've seen delays in first-class mail where it used to take 2 to 3 days. Now, sometimes I'm in the middle of the country, say from the East Coast or from down in Texas. Sometimes it might take 7 days. First-class mail to get to me. California here, same way. So I'm going to tell you, all that's getting ready to go bye-bye.
And if the train stopped running, if the plane stopped running, then pretty soon you ain't going to be able to travel and no man will be able to work. Brother Quayle talked about this 20, 25 years ago. And I thank the Lord for Steve Quayle putting me on the air so I can at least give my share and contribute and strike blows against the enemies of the Lord Jesus and to warn thy remnant, those with ears to hear and eyes to see, not the general public. That's not who my audience and target is. Ears to hear, eyes to see, the remnant, to warn them what might be coming and how to possibly prepare. Oh, every night I think about something else that it would be good that you might have it, you know. You'd have it in your, you know, in your kit or in your storage locker or wherever you're going to put it. But eventually it's Berkey water purification systems, it's water storage, it's food, and that can be long-term storage food, which is also getting hard to find sometimes. But also I like to say you need to get canned food because it already, with the soup, chunky soup, the pretzel soup, the Denny Moore beef stew, the Spam, the Swanson, like little can of chicken breast, the albacore tuna, bumblebee albacore tuna in water, or whatever it is, darkest. The Alaskan pink salmon, all the different things like that. The roast beef hash, the corned beef hash. Anything that you can put in and you can eat it already or throw it in the skillet and cook it up real good or in the gumbo pot. All the people say, well, when that time comes, I'm going to live off the land. Let's say you're in L.A. and you got about, what, I don't know, 10, 15 million people in the metro or whatever it is. Where are they all going to live off the land? Well, the land is going to be you, son, or you, miss, because they're going to come to your house. I would also tell people that they ought to get some plywood. And you can take plywood and help to block your windows a little bit. Or you can use the plywood to make a, in your basement or your garage, a shelter, expedient type shelter where you could put concrete block, flat block, lay it up on there and you do it at an angle. You get underneath it, you put like a 2x6 or 2x4 on the bottom or on the top and you lay block or bricks up to give you additional protection against any kind of radiation. I'm being serious, and I pray we do not need it. I pray this would all be that way, but I'm going to tell you, Lord Jesus tells you, let me just read it. You know, that's the easier way to go, isn't it? Easier way to go, right? It's the easier way to go. Let's go here. Matthew 24, right? Here we are, right here it is. Matthew 24. For many shall come in my name, saying, I am Christ, and shall deceive many. And ye shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. See that ye be not troubled, for all these things must come to pass. But the end is not yet. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines and pestilences and earthquakes in diverse places. All these are the beginning of sorrow. We're already in it, ladies and gentlemen. We're already in the beginning of sorrows. Then shall they deliver you up to be afflicted and shall kill you. And ye shall be hated of all nations for my name's sake. And then shall many be offended, and shall betray one another, and shall hate one another. And many false prophets shall rise, and shall deceive many. And because iniquity shall abound, the love of many shall wax cold. But he that shall endure unto the end, the same shall be saved. And this gospel of the kingdom shall be preached in all the world for a witness unto all nations. And then shall the end come. When ye therefore shall see the abomination of desolation spoken of by Daniel the prophet stand in the holy place, then let them which be in Judea flee into the mountains. Let him which is on the housetop not come down and take anything out of his house, neither let him which is in the field return back to take his clothes. And woe to them that are with child, and to them that give suck in those days. But pray ye that your flight be not in the winter, neither on the Sabbath day, for then shall be great tribulation, such as was not since the beginning of the world to this time, no, nor ever shall be. And except those days should be shortened, there should no flesh be saved. But for the elect's sake, those days shall be shortened. Then if any man shall say unto you, lo, here is Christ, or there, believe it not. For there shall arise false Christs and false prophets, and shall show great signs and wonders, insomuch that if it were possible, they shall deceive the very elect. Behold, I have told you before. Wherefore, if they shall say unto you, behold, he is in the desert, go not forth. Behold, he is in the secret chambers, believe it not. For as the lightning cometh out of the east, and shineth even unto the west, so shall the coming of the Son of Man be. For wheresoever the carcass is, there will the eagles be gathered together. Immediately after the tribulation of those days shall the sun be darkened, and the moon shall not give her light, and the stars shall fall from heaven, and the powers of the heavens shall be shaken. And then shall appear the sign of the Son of Man in heaven, and then shall all the tribes of the earth mourn, and they shall see the Son of Man coming in the clouds of heaven with power and great glory. And he shall send his angels with a great sound of a trumpet. And they shall gather in his elect. And they shall gather together his elect from the four winds, from one end of the heaven to the other. And now learn a parable of the fig tree. Where his branch is yet tender and putteth forth leaf, ye know that summer is nigh. So likewise, when ye shall see all these things, know that it is near, even at the doors. Verily, verily, I say unto you, this generation shall not pass till all these things be fulfilled. Heaven and earth shall pass away, but my word shall not pass away. But of that day and hour knoweth no man, no, not the angels of heaven, my Father only. But as the days of Noah were, so shall the coming of the Son of Man be. For as it is in the days that were before the they were eating and drinking and marrying and giving in marriage until the day that Noah entered into the ark. And knew not until the flood came and took them all away. So shall the coming of the Son of Man be. Oh, ladies and gentlemen, what you're going to see and behold is something, if your heart can take. And this is not the time to get on the cattle car. This time to stand against evil on behalf of the Lord and to hold this ground till he and his angels come back. Because the devil is loose on this planet right now.
Lucifer himself is loose on this planet with the fallen angels. Oh, man, fires, heat, and hurricanes. That's California. You guys are going to get a triple dose, let me tell you. And if you can get out of there, if you can get your house sold, if it makes sense to you, go to Texas, go to Florida, just come east somewhere. Come to where there's water. Come to the center of the country. Because the drought is not the eastern part of Kansas and into Missouri. The drought's not essentially there. But go somewhere where there is big lake, big water, mountain springs, you know, whatever it might be. Missouri, Arkansas, you know, parts of Oklahoma to the eastern part. Southeastern Kansas, different places like that. And you'd be amazed at what you sell your house for in California. You could probably come into a small town and buy the insurance company, a grocery store, and a bar, you know? But they may not know the way to San Jose, if you know what I'm saying. Take it to the Lord in prayer, ladies and gentlemen, because what you're going to experience is just beyond belief. And I've warned you now for 18 years myself. For 18 years. And I intend to that I shall endure until the end and my family as well. Just incredibly amazing what's going to happen. I'm telling you, it's just going to be beyond belief. Beyond belief. I would tell you also that you may want to look at Revelations at the description of New Jerusalem. 21.9, Revelation 21.9. You might want to read about that. Very interesting stuff, you see, of what's going to be coming. Okay, we got Chinese drones flying from cargo ships off of Hong Kong and cargo ships in the California waters and are swarming around U.S. Navy ships to spy and collect information. Speculation was UFOs, but it came out in testimony. It is Chinese spy drones flying from cargo ships. It happened in 2019, but it came out yesterday. That's my brother Captain K out there in Imperial Beach and that kind of area, real close to the borderline. South of San Diego, may Lord Jesus protect you against all evil. May he provide you with medical miracles. Super abundance, my friend, for all the good reporting. And then now they just own Red China Joe. They just own Red China Joe. They tell him what to do, don't you know? Okay, let's see. Crazy Orange just said, listen to a very interesting in the prospect of going to civil war. Was brought up, and one fellow said that it will not be exactly what it will be like, whereas before we had two clearly defined organized groups, a leader and a capital representing each, and now we have a division along so many lines, but primarily along political ethos. So it will be more of a Mad Max style of warfare. or like I thought. BOM called a tribal war where it will be fought along micro lines, conservatives versus liberal. No, it's going to be constitutionalists versus liberal, not liberals, but communists. And Luciferian communists, intermixing with ideology in every neighboring city and state. But clearly a population depopulation of it. Yes, that's exactly right, brother. Crazy Horse is right. He's right. Thank you for sending me that, Crazy Horse. Oh, well. So all kind of nuclear alerts. A lot of high counts per million of radiation counts in Italy, Toscana, Campi Biancenzio, Australia, Brisbane, Groningen, Netherlands. Okay. Northern Minnesota. Just looking at the radiation stuff. All kind of different upgrades in terms of that. What's happening is you're seeing nuclear weapons move. You're seeing nuclear weapons being moved occasionally to catch the signature of them. Because all the old stuff is not necessarily compartmentalized inside the lead box or the shielded boxes and all of that. So when they put a lot of it up, they put it on to put it up in the air. And quite frankly, you're seeing nuclear weapons move everywhere. Remember Harry Gruber's vision of the destruction of American England? It was a Prince Charles prophecy. Brother Quayle just put that out in his Q-Files 2.0. He put out a whole program on that. But remember, Henry Gruber had the prophecy of the destruction of American England, and it involved the Prince Charles. You might want to check that out tonight. Don't go into their Luciferian knife out of mind. Stand for the Lord Jesus. Stand for your family. Stand for your home, your business. Stand against the evil they're going to bring against you, whoever it may come from, ladies and gentlemen. Don't get caught watching the paint dry. Mighty men and women about our strike. High technology blow. Fandango Ridge, I know you're ready. Mickey LaPua, go see General McCormick. Road and track. Little L. I can just see you right now. Using all the weapons, Muay Thai. Using the bow staff and all the other weapons. But have your daddy show you. Don't you definitely do this well. They can bring home bacon and knife. Ladies and gentlemen, may the Lord Jesus bless you and protect you against all evil. May he give you